in Orchot Yosher, at the end of the Perek of Gemilut Chasadim, והנה מצוות גמילות חסדים כוללת כל מיני טובות וחסד שיכול לעשות לחברו. The mitzvah of gemilut chasadim includes all kinds of favors, of kindnesses that one can do for his friend. וכתב הרמב״ם, he quotes here a whole paragraph from the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yudaled Milchot Avel. Mitzvat Aseh Shel Divrehem. The Rambam says it's a mitzvat Aseh Midrabanan Levaker Cholim, to visit the sick, Lenachem Avelim, to comfort the mourners, Ulehotzi Hamet, to escort the dead body, Uleachnis Akala, and to bring in a Kala to the Chupa, ולללוות האורחים, to accompany guests on their way, ולהתעסק בכל צורכי הקבורה, and to deal with all the activities that are necessary for burial, לשאת על הכתף, whether it means to, including carrying on the shoulder, that's a mitzvah, וללך לפניו, and to walk before him, ולספוד, and to eulogize, ולחפור, and to dig, ולקבור, and to bury. All this is part of chesed. If one is ever in a levaya, so all these actions that are done, either the pole bearing, you know, the carrying, or even just the shoveling and adding the earth into, you know, covering the dead body, this is a mitzvah. If one should have in mind, he is performing gemilut chasadim. V'chen esameach hakala v'achatam v'achatan, to make the chatan and kala happy, ulesa'adam b'chol tzorchehem, and to support them in all their needs. V'elu hem gemilut chasadim shebegufo she'en lahem shi'ur. These are all examples of gemilut chasadim that one uses his own body to do. She'en lahem shi'ur. There's no minimum or maximum measurement of this mitzvah. Afal pish. Okay, so the Rambam continues now and he says, Afal pish shekol mitzvot elu midivrehem, even though all these mitzvot are midrabanan, harehem bichlal ve'ahavta lereacha kamocha. They are all included in the pasuk that says, ve'ahavta lereacha kamocha, you should love your friend like yourself, which means, says the Rambam, kol advarim she'ata rotze she'asu otam lecha acherim, all the things that you want others to do for you, ase ata otan leachicha b'Torah u'b'mitzvot. You should also do for your brother in Torah and mitzvot. End of quote from the Rambam. So Chaim Kanievsky asks a question. He says, "Divrei haRambam tzirchim bi'ur." We need to understand the words of the Rambam. שאחר שכתב בסוף שכל דברים אלו הם בכלל ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I mean, if the Rambam says at the end that all these activities are included in the mitzvah, in the pasuk of ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אם כן הוא דאורייתא. So that means it's דאורייתא. If I do ביקור חולים, if I do ניחום אבלים, that's included in ואהבת לרעך כמוך, I'm performing a דאורייתא. איך כתב בתחילה שכל מצוות אלו מדבריהם? So why is he saying in the beginning that all these mitzvot are midivrehem? Midivrehem means midrabanan. Good question, I don't know. Anyone who reads this Rambam is startled. Like, one second, is it the Rabbanan or is it the Oraita? You start off telling us it's the Rabbanan, then you say it's ve'avta le'reacha kamocha. So he explains something. It's an answer to keep in mind for many times when we have this type of a question, and it's very yesodi me'od. יש לומר דמדאורייתא הוא מצווה כללית. כל גמילות חסד. גמילות חסד in general is מדאורייתא. וזה אין לו שיעור. And there is no quantity, you know, this mitzvah is not quantified by any amount, specific amount. ואין חייב כל היום לעסוק בגמילות חסדים. So מדאורייתא, in general, there is a mitzvah to do chesed. And there is no minimum. So if a person did his share of chesed in the day, that's it, he fulfilled midoraita. He doesn't have to deal with the gemilut chasadim all day long. וגם אם יש לו לעשות צורכי עצמו, אין חברו קודם לו. If he has to be busy with his own things, He doesn't have to give priority to his friend's need. Rak kesheyachol yesh lo mitzvah la'azor. Whenever you can, there is a mitzvah to help. That's midoraita. That's what he means. It's all included in ve'afta l'recha kamucha. Whatever you can do as chesed is included in the pasuk, and it doesn't have a shiur. Aval kesheyachamim kavu bikur cholim mitzvah bifnei atzma. וכן ניחום אבלים, איזה מצווה בפני עצמה, הרי מצווה דרבנן כמו נר חנוכה ומקרא מגילה. חכמים came along and they identified each act separately as a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah now of ביקור חולים to visit the sick. There is a mitzvah of ניחום אבלים to comfort the mourners. And these are מצוות דרבנן now no less than נר חנוכה and מקרא מגילה. So v'doche she'ar dvarim. So now that it became a mitzvah midrabanan, it pushes off other things. V'chayav ba afilu im kvar asa gemilut chasadim hayom. So let's say the opportunity for bikur cholim comes. If the person already did some chesed that day, so midoraita is not mechuyav to put off his own activities to go do bikur cholim. But now that it's a mitzvah midivrehem, in itself, bikur cholim became a mitzvah midrabanan. So now, even if he did chesed previously that day, still, this is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, in itself, of bikur cholim. So he has to do it. O shezakuk letzorchei atzmo. Even if he needs to do something for himself, he has to push it off and do the mitzvah midrabanan. כי היא מצווה מיוחדת שהוא חיוב עליו באלה הדברים שמנה הרמב״ם. These are now obligations upon the person as enumerated by the Rambam. So yes, if someone asks you, Gemilut Chesed, is it Doraita, is it Rabbanan? The answer is, one. You tell him, you want the one word answer or you want the one paragraph answer? So the one word is both. It's both Doraita and Rabbanan. Then you see a question mark on the face of the person. So you tell him, oh, I see you really wanted the paragraph answer. No problem. Really, in general, it's Doraita, which means do some kind of Chesed every day, and that's it, and you're patur. But that's only midoraita. Rabbanan came along and said there are specific actions that are mitzvot in themselves that are included in the mitzvah of gemilut chasadim itself also, such as bikur cholim, nichum avelim, simchat chatam vekala, and all these type of things that we just mentioned.